but I think it will be a very intense spring throughout the basin.
John Remus is chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division. He says there's still a lot of winter left, but in an effort to prepare for the spring thaw, the Army Corps is taking what he calls aggressive steps to manage the current water and make room for incoming water this spring.
Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, we increased releases from Gavin's Point from 27,000 cubic feet per second to 30,000 cubic feet per second. This is in response to continued high runoff in the month of December. We still have quite a bit of storage to evacuate before the spring runoff begins in early March.
Remus says increased discharge rates from the upstream reservoirs can prompt increased discharge rates from Garrison Dam. He says the ice downstream can be a constraining factor when mapping out a plan of action.
It can get cold, and then what happened in Bismarck last week was it got warm and melted some of the ice, and the ice started to move, which caused a little bit of a problem. We cut our flows slightly out of Garrison to try and mitigate some of that. It's getting cold again up there this week, so we're looking at a refreezing process, and hopefully that once that's done, we'll be able to continue our evacuation out of Garrison at a greater rate.
Remus says he doesn't want to sound any alarms, but the potential for flooding is there throughout the Missouri River Basin. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.